We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Green Living viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manzhou, Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, approximately 43,000 Somali children living in Kenya attend school. In good governance news, Bolivia is increasing efforts to preserve the country's traditions and ancient sites. In conservation news, Britain's rivers regain vibrancy. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 6th, distinguished Polish composer Mr. Karol Szymanowski was born in 1882. The operas Haggith and King Roger, whose finale is a glorious hymn to the sun, and the ballad Harnessy are among his most well-known pieces. In the late 1920s, Mr. Szymanowski devoted himself to reviving Polish music education to help establish a new generation of composers in the country. May outstanding musicians such as Mr. Karol Szymanowski continue to uplift hearts and minds with heavenly melodies.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Jinhai International Association Relief News from Japan. At least 68 people were reported to have lost their lives or gone missing after a powerful typhoon hit southern Japan, especially in the prefectures of Wakayama, Nara, and Mie. Tens of thousands of residents as well as properties were affected by the heavy rains, floods, and landslides, with the Kai Peninsula's precipitation levels exceeding past records in the country.
Supreme Master Jinhai conveyed all her love and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials and to render assistance to the most vulnerable, adding that funds would be available for emergency aid. Our association members from Gunma were able to rely on their own funds of $2,000 to purchase and make emergency relief materials available for several communities that officials let them know had been isolated by the storms. After learning that the city of Tanabe in Wakayama Prefecture was still lacking supplies, the relief team also delivered much-needed supplies to the Tanabe City office, including 500 drinking water bottles, pairs of sandals, batteries, and baby supplies for distribution by the government.
With appreciation for the swift work of the Japanese officials and all rescue personnel, we also thank Supreme Master Jinhai for her unconditional aid and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. With sympathies for those who lost loved ones, may such distressing weather extremes be eased through our gentler, earth-protecting lifestyles.
Thousands homeless after storms and tornadoes whipped through South Africa. On Monday, October 3rd, at least four people, two of whom were children, had lost their lives and more than 200 others were injured as storms swept through central and eastern parts of the country over the weekend. Thousands were also displaced as two tornadoes flattened more than 1,000 homes and damaged over 800 others, uprooted trees, and felled electricity poles. Free State KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng provinces, where the fatalities occurred, were among the worst affected, with Ekurhuleni Mayor Mondli Gungubele declaring the city of Duduza a disaster area. Churches and community groups quickly responded with donations of blankets, bread, and other foods to the affected.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Jinhai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required. Offering $15,000 for emergency funds, she asked that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. This amount could obtain $66,000 in goods purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in South Africa. Our appreciation, South African officials, groups, and individuals working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Jinhai for her wholehearted help. May such distressing weather conditions be minimized through humanity's gentler ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Jinhai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 475. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
No
Nobel Prize for Physics goes to three American scientists. The three astrophysicists were jointly conferred the acclaimed award on Tuesday, October the 4th, for their research, which has revealed that the universe is expanding at an accelerating rather than decreasing rate. This finding, which came as a great surprise to the world of modern physics, was reached by US-based Johns Hopkins University's Dr. Adam Rice and Australian National University's Dr. Brian Schmidt, who were working together, as well as independent researcher Dr. Saul Perlmutter from the University of California, Berkeley in the USA. Their studies involved tracking the movements of very distant stars known as supernovae, whose galaxies were found to be moving away from each other at an ever-increasing speed. This acceleration is thought to be driven by a cosmic power that is not yet understood and itself remains one of the mysteries of the universe. American Institute of Physics Executive Director Fred Diler said that the prize also confirmed a concept first raised by Albert Einstein called the cosmological constant, which was contained in his original theory of relativity. Our accolades, Drs. Rice, Schmidt, and Perlmutter, on your remarkable work and deserved award. May such insights continue to benefit humankind through an increased understanding of our world and the universe around us.
Survivors rescued from submerged helicopter. Shortly after takeoff on Tuesday, October 4th, the small aircraft carrying a British family of four, piloted by longtime friend and professional Mr. Paul Dudley, plummeted into the East River of New York City, USA. Eyewitnesses who immediately alerted emergency services stated that the helicopter appeared to spin out of control, then plunged into the water upside down, sinking completely within minutes. Among the first on the scene were police who had been exercising in a drill nearby, all of whom jumped into the cold waters without rescue gear. Other crews arrived quickly after and together were able to save three of the four passengers, with the pilot swimming to safety on his own. Two were hospitalized, both in critical condition. Our gratefulness, all officials, personnel, and individuals, for your immediate and caring response as we convey our sympathies to the bereaved family, wishing the injured a soon recovery in the cherished company of loved ones.
For their quick and selfless deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the rescuing police with the Shining World Hero Award, while also offering $10,000 as funds in case of any needed situations for their families.
Save Our Planet, a September the 29th, 2011 UN Environment Programme report advocating forest conservation in Indonesia finds that in addition to the benefits of preserving water supplies and protecting rare orangutans, the undisturbed forests are worth up to $22,000 per hectare at current carbon prices, three times more than their value if the land is cleared.
Save Our Planet. In an effort to cope with the climate change effects of increased temperature and dryness on both crops and native plants, scientists with the Water Corporation of Western Australia in September 2011 develop a material called lime-amended bioclay, which aids the soil in retaining moisture and maintaining root health.
Hi, I'm Carney the Taka here, a happy vegan, with a tip of the day for promoting a positive lifestyle change. During your travels, whether by air, bus or train, consider bringing along vegan pamphlets or veg-promoting magazines. You may like to offer one to the person riding next to you. They can be a great conversation starter and a way to talk about the benefits of a plant-based diet. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
education news, approximately 43,000 Somali refugees living in Kenya attend school. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and affiliated care organization are supporting 19 primary schools and 6 secondary schools in the Dadaab camp. Accelerated learning programs are also helping to rapidly increase literacy and numeracy skills for many. Furthermore, new schools are under construction for an additional 14,000 students. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and all collaborating organizations working to provide education to bright children. May all precious youngsters have the opportunity to learn in a harmonious and kind world.
In good governance news, Bolivia's increasing efforts to preserve the country's traditions and ancient sites. According to news published by Prensa Latina, the Bolivian Senate has agreed to boost policies to protect the nation's time-honored ways and remnants of the past. This includes the restoration and maintenance of Tiwanaku, an important archaeological locale, and the establishment of the Cultural Heritage National Legislation. Our accolades and appreciation, Bolivian government, for your efforts in safeguarding the rich legacy of your land. May the customs and history of all peoples be honored. Coming up, Britain's rivers are again thriving. We'll take a moment to give the dog his favorite vegan snacks. More exemplary news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In conservation news, Britain's rivers regain vibrancy. The Environment Agency, which serves England and Wales, released a list of the 10 most improved rivers in the two countries. These include the River Wandle, a tributary of the Thames, which flows through southwest London. Also cited was the River Taff in South Wales, which was declared the most rejuvenated. The positive changes are attributed to thousands of environmental enhancement projects and stricter regulations. Our thankfulness, the Environment Agency, for sharing this good news. Also a heartfelt salute, England and Wales, for your care of your waterways. May your rich rivers flourish in pristine beauty, providing a welcoming home for an abundance of wildlife.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke in Slovenian entitled, First Fiddler.
Dirigent orkestra pravi, nocoj bomo imeli uradno premiero, zato bi rad še posebej pohvalil prvega violinista, ker edini ni nikoli manjkal na nobeni vaji. Prvi violinist se prikloni in pravi, žal mi je, gospod, to je še najmanj, kar sem lahko naredil, glede na to, da se ne bom mogel udeležiti premiera.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Malaysia's national delicacy of nasi lemak, or coconut rice, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
It's so good, Jackie from Malaysia.
I love nasi lemak, coconut rice. Azima from Japan.
Useful show.
And I have Sally
from the United Kingdom.
Well, there's a lot of subtitles. Jay from Australia.
Greetings, Jackie, Asma, Nook, and Jay. It is wonderful to hear from you. We are delighted that people from various cultures can see how enjoyable it is to make delicious plant-based cuisine. Bon vegan appetit! With heaven's love and blessings to you and the warm-hearted people of Malaysia, Japan, the United Kingdom, and Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be graced with peace, friendship, and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With more than 50% of the country's chemical weapons already removed, Russia's foreign ministry affirms continued commitment to a zero weapons goal, while U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reports that 89% disposal has been accomplished in the U.S., with similar completion goals in place.
In an effort to reconcile differing views, minority party leader Lam Akol of South Sudan announces that his members will join the newly autonomous government, setting aside differences to cooperate in helping build the nation in unity and peace.
as Olac or Vietnam copes with a fifth consecutive storm in 2011 that caused damage to homes as well as crops. The government states that it is allocating more than $8 million to assist the eight most affected provinces in the Mekong Delta with both flood relief and prevention measures.
Canadian officials in Greater Vancouver Regional District announced that a district-wide smoking ban is being implemented effective in 2012 throughout the region's parks and trails to promote clean air and protect the public from smoking's harmful effects. For its noble and life-preserving measures, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Greater Vancouver Regional District with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Two anonymous 11-year-old Good Samaritans from Leeds, UK, rescue a 9-week-old kitten that had been tied inside a pink laundry basket. As the boys plucked the basket from a canal when they saw it was quickly filling with water.
Burmese President Thein Sein orders a halting of the country's $3.6 billion U.S. dollar Myitsone Dam project, saying that the plan was against the will of the people, with multiple environmental, cultural, and social concerns that outweighed its benefits.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.